Good evening. Welcome. Welcome. It's nice to be here with you all. Yeah, so here we are practicing on Memorial Day, so happy Memorial Day. What a beautiful thing it is to bring to mind all those who have served us, served this country, and to open our hearts and to acknowledge that we are not completely self-made here, right? That we're a big part of a community. Lots of people making big sacrifices, lots of families making big sacrifices. So happy Memorial Day. If there's some tenderness or sadness in this day for you, may you hold it with care and warmth. So we'll start with a guided meditation. Taking our meditation posture. Seated upright and feeling the uprightness, like how the body is oriented in space. The uprightness, as well as some ease, some dignity, as well as some relaxation. Finding this posture can be a practice in itself that reflects both our intention to pay attention, but without some straining, without striving, without grasping, but with ease. So to sit and know you're sitting, feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion, couch, bed, whatever you might be sitting on, and whether you're sitting literally or metaphorically, but feel whatever the body is contacting, feeling the pressure against the body. You're here now. And then to notice that the body is breathing and tuning into the movement of the chest, the movement of the abdomen, or maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. And just noticing the sensations of breathing. nothing in particular needs to be happening. We're just noticing the sensations of breathing. And when the mind wanders, which it is likely to do, we just very simply, gently, begin again. Can we let go of any idea that the breath needs to be controlled? The body knows how to breathe. Can we just allow it to breathe the way that is comfortable, feels natural, not constrained or contrived? Can we let go of any idea that things have to be different than how they are right now? Can we allow them to be how they are? They actually are the way they are. Can we align ourselves with the reality of the moment? When we do mindfulness of breathing and we find ourselves lost in thought, we don't have to make it a problem. We let go of the thoughts and turn towards the breathing again. In a way that has a generous attitude towards ourselves. Of course we're thinking. chances are you've been thinking all day, and there's this momentum. What would it be like to have a generous attitude towards yourself and your practice? Can we have an attitude of generosity? Towards ourselves, towards our experience. The spirit of giving away rather than holding on tightly, clinging, rather than demanding, "This is mine. It has to be this way." Can we hold things lightly, allowing the experiences to come and go? having this attitude of generosity towards ourselves when meditating. Of course, can come alive or be expressed when we're not meditating. As generosity not only towards ourselves but towards others. That is, giving the benefit of the doubt. Letting go of insisting that things be a particular way. And being open-hearted and open-minded. So in this way, generosity can support our mindfulness practice. If we allow the inner critic to quiet, and instead we have a generous attitude towards ourselves. And also support our intention to be generous towards others, so that our meditation practice benefits not only ourselves, but everyone that we come in contact with, so that we might have the benefit, give them the benefit of the doubt and be open-hearted. So in this practice, in this way, may our practice be for the benefit of all beings everywhere.